And welcome to the Coach's Corner. We are live from our Yem Auto Group Studios. I'm Sean Cronin. Russ Hughes is joining us here this morning. And joining us on the phone is the young man who is the leading scorer for Weathersfield basketball history, as well as the Lincoln Trail Conference history. Good morning to Colton Quagliano. Colton, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This has been an incredible year, man. Here you are in the midst of all this turmoil, setting these big records. First of all, tell us about the moment that you realized, oh yeah, I'm now the leading scorer in the entirety of the history of the Lincoln Trail Conference.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that night when we were playing, you know, it kind of really didn't even hit me as much because, you know, with the group of guys that we have right now, and, you know, we've been playing with each other ever since junior high, so just playing in that game meant a lot, you know, especially when I hit the record. But, you know, winning the game was a lot more for me, you know, like stuff that we really like hitting on is winning a lot. So, you know, having that, you know, scoring record title is a plus one, but yeah, I'm truly blessed to have the people I do have in my corner. I wouldn't be here without them. But breaking that record definitely meant a lot to me, you know, looking up to Nathan Kohler, Tanner Carlson. You know, Tanner Carlson was my AAU coach. Nathan Kohler comes to our skills camps at Weathersfield and trains us a little bit, helps us out with, you know, our skills. And, you know, having to break that truly means a lot to me because it shows, you know, because I was once in those kids' foot or in those kids' shoes. Fourth grade, fifth grade, looking up to them, and, you know, just finally being able to accomplish that goal that I've set for so long really means a lot.
It's really what's always impressed me about you, Colton, and not to blow smoke here, buddy, but I've been impressed with your selflessness. I was there at the playoff game last year, the final game of the season, where you came in with that injury, and you just wanted to be out there with your guys and just show them that you could – that you were there for them. And I was so impressed with that. Take us back to that moment and how you recovered from that.
Yeah, so it was that Friday night I got hurt, Roval Williamsfield at home, senior night. It was a bummer. I went down on my left ankle. I sprained my left ankle pretty bad. My whole left ankle was bruised from the top of my ankle all the way to my foot, all the way to my toes, so. It was definitely a long journey that weekend because, you know, I was debating whether I should play or not, whether we're going to get the win, stuff like that. And, you know, with the group of seniors that we had that year, they gave us their all. And, you know, for me, I don't feel like it was, you know, my job to sit out of that game just because, you know, it was the first round of regionals. Everyone has the regional jitters. I've been there since my freshman year, and, you know, I just felt like I could give off good, positive energy, even maybe if I didn't play as much, but I was still on the court sharing the ball with my teammates, calming them down, doing the, you know, things to lead them to success. It was a bummer that we didn't win that game, but, you know, I was going to do whatever I could to be out there with my teammates just to show them that I'm always there for them no matter what.
Colton, in watching you in that game against Roval Williamsfield, when you hurt your ankle, when you went down, everybody knew that there was a serious injury. What went through your mind when that happened? And the first thing you just cried out, and not cried, you yelled out in anguish. You were mad, it seemed like, more so than the hurt. It was more that you were mad because you knew that it was a serious injury.
Yeah. To go back in my eighth grade year, I remember playing travel baseball for the Quad City Hitmen, and it's the same exact ankle I had broken going into my freshman year. So it kind of, going into my eighth grade year, so it was hard for me to play, you know, eighth grade football, hard for me to play eighth grade basketball. So the process that was going through my mind was not again. I didn't want to break my ankle again, and it definitely felt like I broke my ankle. I went to go do a Euro step it was like before second quarter, the buzzer beater. Did a Euro step, I landed on my left ankle, and I heard it pop. So my first instinct was like, oh, no, not again. And I had a couple of my teammates sitting right there, and I was like, first, help me up. Well, then my foot felt so numb. like it did when I was in eighth grade, that it just, you know, I reached out and shrieked because I couldn't believe it had actually happened again. And, you know, going through that moment makes my stomach hurt a little bit just because, you know, regionals was that next week, and I didn't want to miss it with my teammates. And, you know, it was at home with a ton of people there for senior night. It was a great night to play basketball, and I just didn't want to miss the opportunity.
Two Hall of Fame coaches, too, by the way. Your coach, Jeff Parsons, and also Bob Anderson for Rover Williamsfield. And just a horrible situation for you. It was a good game, but you had started off hotter than the highest can be in that game, Colton. You had two trays in the first quarter, and then, boom, that happened. I want to digress for a quick second. Being able to watch you play sports for the last 3 years, it's been fun as an announcer to be able to highlight those things. Did you know that I also broadcasted your dad's football games and basketball games? Did you know that?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I should even probably be bringing that up. But I knew your grandfather very well. Now, and your grandfather made point of telling me about your name, Colton. He said that it's not Quagliano, it's Qualiano. So
yeah, it is Qualiano.
So that's exactly what I've been doing from that moment forward, because I remember your grandfather very well. And Francie was a good guy, of course. Knew him for a lot of years. Of course, know your whole family.
You.
Yep. Great family. The reason I was going to be bringing this up to you, Colton, was the fact that it's important to understand that in the scheme of things, there are a lot of people. You've mentioned some of the people that have played basketball before you and done very well. Another name that comes to my mind is Trevor Lay. And you remind me of him. You remind me of Kohler. You remind me of all these past athletes that we've seen come out of Weathersfield in the area over the last, you know, 20-plus years. And it's been amazing to see. One thing that people say is they're gym rats. Well, that isn't really a good adjective, I don't think. What would you describe your mentality, your anxiousness to want to get into that gymnasium? What would you say that is? Because it's in a certain group of people, and you're one of those people.
Yeah, I would describe it a rite of success. You know, ever since I've been so little, junior high days, even before that, it was the times that I put in outside of school, outside of, you know, going with a couple buddies to go shoot hoops or go throw a football or go hit a baseball. It was, you know, really buying in just because one day I wanted to be like a Trevor Lay and Nathan Kohler. It really did hit me when I was little, like, wow, all these little kids really look up to this guy. He can change the community just by the way he's playing basketball at Weathersfield. So it kind of hit me a lot more than it probably did hit a lot of other little kids at that younger of an age. But, yeah, I feel like it's my grit. My grit to willing to get out there and, you know, just show everyone what I can do. You know, not only scoring the ball or anything like that, but, you know, getting teammates open, whether that's driving in the lane, kicking it out, having Cale Nelson, Waylon Bryant knock down a three, giving it to Tuck, Brady down low. But, yeah, so, you know, just being able to better myself. And then not only better myself, but better my community. You know, I feel like so many people have been in my corner to where I need to, you know, give back to the community, make Weathersfield a great basketball team. Coach Parsons and Tyler Litton, they do an extremely, extremely good job with basketball prep before games and practices and everything like that, you know. And I just feel like, me playing so good, I wouldn't be here without my teammates. And I say that a lot because I really truly mean it. You know, they push me every single day, practice, our practice squad. It's not give it 90%, okay, let's go into our next game. It's, you know, we're actually playing, I mean, it's practice, but we're playing basketball. Like, we're playing full speed, full court, you know, pressing. Like, it's like another basketball game just because, you know, the kids that are on our bench, work so hard for the opportunity of getting us better. And, you know, it's just the things like that that go so far. But ever since I was little, I wouldn't be here without my dad. He's definitely you know, taking a lot of time out of his game or out of his work to help me. And, you know, that goes a long way just because, you know, you want to have that bond with your father. And, you know, like you mentioned, Francie, I really didn't even get to meet Francie that much. But, you know, the stories that he talks about and, like, he tells me, it kind of hits home a lot more than normal just because I wasn't able to meet him and have him watch my basketball games and stuff like that. So,
He was at every one.
He was working hard and all of that.
He was at every one of Christopher's games, I can tell you that. And he always called him.
Yeah.
He didn't call him Chris. He called him Christopher.
Yeah.
No, Colton, though, Chris, that has to, when you talk about your teammates and the way you talk about your teammates, obviously that had to create something of a challenge these last couple of months before the season started, when you've got this thing happening globally that is keeping you essentially from doing what you want to do. I know you got out there and you got out some travel games prior to the season, and you were doing baseball travel late last year. But what was it like during that time, when that uncertainty, when they kept pushing everything back and making you wait before you could even get to a simple practice?
Yeah, that definitely hurt a lot. You know, I remember the first time last year, spring break, we had just got done with baseball practice, and the school had mentioned that we're going to be out a week due to COVID, and my first instinct was yes, like, we don't have school. But you know, after a long period of time, it's like, you know, that taste in your mouth that just doesn't seem right. It definitely hit a lot harder to me probably than, you know, others, just because you had the scoring record, and I mean, the scoring record was still needed to be reached, and you know, just getting to be able to play again and everything. And you know, it's my senior year, I didn't want to go out like that. I felt like I had a lot more in the tank that I should have given up. And you know, especially when I've been working so hard lately. I train 5 days a week up at XPF with a couple of my guys, and you know, I've added 20 pounds to myself, and I felt like I needed to give more. And you know, just having the COVID hit really, you know, not only did it hurt, but it bettered myself. You know, I probably would have never went to the gym and worked out 5 days a week if it wasn't due to COVID. It was just something to get my mind off things. And you know, I pick and choose things that I want to do to get my mind off things, and it's always either sports or I'm in the gym lifting or doing something to, you know, just take my mind off, you know, the fact that we couldn't play, or the fact that, you know, everyone's in doubt just because, you know, everything goes up and then it goes right back down, like the phases, and you know, getting our hopes up for things. But, you know, I'm blessed. I'm super blessed. God's given us a second chance to, you know, play basketball, play sports, and hopefully we can continue in the right direction.
Absolutely. And of course, you've shown that you'll be able to find cohesion right away, an 11-1 start.
Yeah, we've been playing pretty good so far. We need to keep that up. I feel like, you know, us executing this year, we finally are getting back into our groove. Last year, you know, it was my first time with my guys again since eighth grade year. I've been playing varsity since a freshman, so I've left my guys. But this year is kind of like our year to go. Last year was our year to, you know, warm up to each other, you know, win basketball games. But this year was the year.
Russ, you got anything else you want to talk to Colton about?
No, I just have to say, it's too bad I couldn't have watched you this year, Colton, that if you don't mind me calling you Colton. And it's been a treat to watch all these young athletes at Wethersfield High School, both boys and girls, and there have been some excellent ones go through there, and Colton just another one on that list. And you're also, I was going to mention the fact that I knew you had bulked up over the winter months because there wasn't a whole lot to do. But and Colton, I know you probably don't care as much, but we're looking forward to watching you in the football field coming up. That should be a lot of fun. And I just want to say thanks for putting in the work that you do, because
from the regional Daily News,
we as announcers and fans live vicariously through the athletes and the young athletes, and just a lot of fun to watch you and announce your games, and a lot of fun in that respect. But keep up the good work. I know you're going to be a success in life because you have that drive, and that's so important to do things the right way, and you've done that good job by your family in raising you, but also in yourself for taking it upon yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. That really does hit home. Thank you so much.
And Colton, of course, I know your football coach has probably been already getting in touch. It's probably you have to throw some reins on him or tie him down or something to keep him away from talking about football.
Oh man, I don't know. Willis is a great dude. You know, it'd be during school. He'll send me in the hallway and he'd be like, "Colton, come here," and we'll look at a little bit of film before I go to my next class.
Yeah.
You know, We like to overlap things. Like, it'd be the same thing if it were, you know, last year for football. If I saw Coach Parsons and, you know, I'm in the gym, he'd be like, "Well, look at this. What do you think we can do better to, you know, help this team win?" and stuff like that. So that's what I love so much about Weathersfield and our coaches is that, you know, they accept the fact that you're playing another sport right now, but still has that urge to win and have that factor, which I don't think a lot of coaches have. And, you know, but Coach Willis, he's a great dude. I respect that dude so much. He's done so much for me, for our school, and, you know, our group of guys. He's really changed us in the young adults, just like P and, you know, everyone else that has coached us. But, yeah, me and Coach Willis have a super good bond, and I hope I never lose that bond, even with me graduating and everything. I wouldn't be here right now without that guy, especially playing like I am in football right now. The way he sets up things, the tactics he sets in place for, you know, us to go and achieve. And, you know, he's just a really good guy, and I really appreciate him a lot.
Colton, one more thing. What's your favorite shot?
My favorite shot in basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've got my favorite one that you do.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It's where you fake going forward, fake to this right, and then it's a pull-up jumper from the left side.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of my favorites. You know, me just playing the game, being able to put the ball in that round thing is all that matters, because if I don't put that ball in that round thing, I have my dad on the sideline. Definitely getting on me. So
no.
So whatever shot goes in is my favorite shot.
There you go. All right, Colton. Thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That is Colton Qualiano. He is the all-time leading scorer in the Lincoln Trail Conference. He is the all-time leading scorer for Weathersfield High School. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Coach's Corner here on WKEI.